A volunteer at the Neville Public Museum is showing off a 19th century bike to 11-year-old Bailey Alger.
They refer to it sometimes as a bone shaker because
Alger is one of about 50 visually impaired people who were expected to troop through the museum on its first tactile day.
Usually at museums, I've had to have them tell me what it looks like, and there were only a couple things I couldn't touch, but here I can pretty much touch everything.
Well, almost everything. Curator Matt Welter says some items are too delicate, but some display cases in the museum exhibits are open, so people who are blind can feel a beaver pelt, a 150-year-old fire truck, or a replica of a prehistoric axe. Welter says museums tend to, well, overlook people who can't see exhibits.
One of the people who came to me who said that he went to the Smithsonian and he just couldn't find anything. It just all looked like blank walls to him.
Welter got the idea for Tactile Day after a visually impaired boy came to a dinosaur exhibit and was able to touch some items. The boy's grandmother told Welter it made a big impression on him. Bailey Alger came to Tactile Day with his teacher, Kathleen Ford.
Well, Bailey, usually when we go to museums or on field trips, someone has to describe things to you.
Yeah.
So would you rather have them described or be able to touch?
Be able to touch.
Depending on its attendance, the Neville Public Museum may schedule more tactile days. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.